Seventh paragraph of the seventh mission. Seichas apoyim lasses benetir revai sheloi. If a person hired poilim to pick or work on the netir revai, the fourth year of a tree, the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat the fruit where you are. You have to bring it to your shalayim. So areil lo yichelo, they're not allowed to eat because that's the halacha. You can't eat it over here. Im lo yitiyim poidim achilam. If you didn't notify them in advance, so he really fooled them because they assumed that they're going to get the rights to eat, and therefore, since he fooled them, he has to reimburse them and give them the fruit. How do you do it? He redeems it. The halacha is, I say, Shane, you can redeem and bring the money to Yerushalayim, and the fruit will be edible. So that's what he's going to have to do. Suppose the gulam is this is considered already a gemar malacha l'kavi trumas emaisus that he had a chunk of crushed figs and he started separating them, or he had jugs of wine and they got opened. The meiser, the nala drink, because it's like we said, something that's nigma malachta in the meiser, and once it's malacha meiser, now they eat it because it's tevel. So they're not allowed to eat from it. If they knew that this is the type of thing they're working on, it was made with an assumption that they're not going to eat. So, but if you did not notify them that this is what the type of work they're doing, and they therefore we assume that they assume they're going to get the type of work that they can't eat from. If you didn't notify them, then he has to take off meiser and give them to drink, because once again, they took the job with understanding they will get food to eat.